You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today is a very special reunion 2020 episode. What is that? That's when I had a guest on in the past, and I liked him so much, I had to bring him right on back. So today's special return guest is Billy Goldberg, and he's the founder and president over at the Buckeye Group, and he's also co-founder at the Forward Project. Billy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Adam. Good to be back. Good to connect with you again.
Oh, man, this is exciting. So we're breaking some news here today. I understand that you just launched the Forward Project, and we're going to get into that. But before we do, I don't want to assume that all of our new listeners caught your first episode. So how about we kick it off just by talking a little bit more about what you're doing over at the Buckeye Group. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. So the Buckeye Group is over 10 years old. It is a business development agency that works with companies of all sizes, creating strategic partnerships and sponsorship and licensing agreements for intellectual property. So on the strategic partnership side, we look at companies and think about the journey of the consumer and what does that consumer need to do in order for your product to be sold or for your service to be sold or for people to become aware of that. And we look at each step of the journey that they go on to ultimately make a purchase. And we look at where a partnership with another company can ease that, whether it's more shelf space, whether it's advertising space or real estate or something to facilitate people getting to your event. You know, maybe we'd make a partnership with Uber or something like that. So that's that business. We are going strong there with a lot of new clients as the business world is evolving in this pandemic. And over the course of the last couple of years, it's evolved into working with CEOs of some of our smaller clients to help them think about what is their journey and what do their operations look like on a step-by-step basis, if we can smooth that out for them and almost serve as their strategic partner. And it's been a great, great journey for us at the Buckeye Group.
What are typically the right type, the right kind of niches and or clients that you like working with at the Buckeye Group?
So we like to work with companies that have achieved a certain level of success based on who they are and their skill set, but they might not necessarily be business people, right? So we've worked with not-for-profit organizations that have all of a sudden found themselves in an organization or business that has been built around them that they need reinforcement through strategic partnerships, or artists and solopreneurs that have a particular specialty and niche but that now have, again, a business that has been built around them that they need to grow from a plateau because there's only so much you can do until you've got a little bit more of an infrastructure around you.
That's awesome. Let's switch it up, Billy. So come on, man, let's break this news. Tell me about this new project you're doing, how it came about.
Sure.
I mean, give me the story. So the Forward Project, where do you want to start with this one?
Super excited to share this news. I've partnered with Michelle Kawamoto Perry, who was introduced to us by a mutual friend, which is always great because you're able to cut through a lot of get to know you if you're introduced by a trusted friend. And what I've found is at the Buckeye Group, we started to work with big companies and big organizations to help drive revenue for them and find strategic partners and sponsors for them. And as we started to work with smaller and smaller companies, we realized that some of those companies don't only need business partnerships, but they also need advisory and consultative partnerships. And that's what I was referring to before, mm-hmm. where I was really working with the CEO or the founder to help them not only develop new business, but to develop their business. And with the Forward Project, I've realized in partnership with Michelle that those two things need to come together, where the business development and the idea of developing your business need to be linked. And there is a piece of it that has to do with heart-centered leadership. There is a piece of it that has to do with creating a sustainable culture, which I'll get into in a minute. And it all comes down to those things, the kind of leadership and the kind of culture and the environment that you create at your company. Those are the kinds of things that lead to profits. And I just wrote something about this, and people can check it out at theforward-project.com. I wrote a little blog post about this, and it's also on my Instagram at Billy Goldberg, that there are three key elements of culture. The first one is transparency. You've got to be open with what you're doing. If everyone in your organization doesn't know the objective, if they don't know all of the projects, if they don't have a clear sense of all the information going on, they cannot help drive the machine forward. The second component is integrity. And of course, we all want to do business with integrity. And we were taught that integrity is being trustworthy and honest and all those things. And it is that, and those are critical. But I'd like to assume that those things are already a part of your DNA and a part of your company's DNA. When I talk about integrity, I'm talking about building on that strength, building on that trust and honesty and creating strengths around that. And through the transparency that I talked about before, you start to build strengths and integrity of the structure of your business, because people know that they can count on you, right? So make that part of your core essence of your company. And then the third piece, the third key element of culture that I talk about is alignment. And I talk about three different kinds of alignment when I'm talking about companies. And actually there is a fourth overarching one, which is your corporate sort of ethos has to be understood, and making sure that all of your people and all of your focus is in the same direction. So that's sort of a general overarching alignment that I'm talking about. But the alignment that I was referring to when I said there are three, I believe that there is, it's super important to be aligned with your clients so that expectations mm-hmm. are clearly understood. So I talk about an external alignment, having, let's just say you're a design agency, right? And you have your kickoff meeting and you're going through the brief and everyone knows what they're doing. I think it's super important to not only get on the same page with them, this is what we understand the brief is, but also, hey, client, here's how we work. We have a half-hour meeting every morning to talk about our projects. Do not call us then. We will not be answering the phone. Your main point of contact are this person and that person, and we will have our weekly meeting with you then, just so that everybody knows when their communication is going to be happening and expectations can be set. Then I think there's an internal meeting where everyone on the design team talks about what they're doing and make sure everybody knows what they're doing. And then there's an individual alignment, which is what do I as an individual need to bring to the party to make this successful? And Michelle and I have created a document that gets organizations aligned externally internally and individually. And what one of the main things that we do is help people get aligned with what they need to be to do to be successful with a specific client or project. And then, like I said, help them get aligned overall with the ethos of their company, because if you're not aligned, it's really hard to move forward. For example, I saw a picture right when the pandemic broke that McDonald's put out where their arches were separated. So they were sort of getting on board with the social distancing and reminding everyone that it's important to stay socially distant and that we're with you and that kind of thing. And then, you know, a day or two later, it came out that they were not offering paid sick leave to their workers. So how can you sort of be out there saying we're all in this together, and then what you're doing inside is different? So your walk is very much different than your talk, and we're trying to get everybody aligned so that they can be pointing in the same direction. And again, that transparency and integrity help you get to where you're going once you're in the same direction. So long-winded answer, but that's what we're doing at the Forward Project, is really getting people aligned and connecting business development and profits with the heartbeat of the company.
Man, I love this. And I love that you're going to be working with our founders and our small businesses now, because I know in the past, like with the Buckeye Group and other things, maybe there wasn't always a market, but you have this wealth of knowledge that you, I mean, all these years that you've been doing what you've been doing to be able to put together these deals and these licensing deals and all these other things. And I mean, for you to be able to take that now and apply the things you've learned through the years and helping those for some of our founders that aren't quite on that other level yet. I mean, I'm excited about this. This is exciting.
It's really exciting. And in addition to Michelle being incredibly bright and have experience that complements mine, and hopefully you'll have a chance to speak to her at some point. We really think that we're bringing something interesting to the table, having both a man and a woman bring their different perspectives to conversations with clients. We've been having a lot of fun with that and kind of offering a yin and yang perspective
That's crazy. Now that you say that, I mean, thousands of interviews, hundreds of interviews, and I think this might be the first consulting. Like, I don't know how many other ones I've seen to bring the yin and the yang, or to bring the opposites, because some focus on, you know, only women. Some are like, you know what I mean, or different niches. And I mean, they're different, but to see both, that is interesting. That also brings another dynamic to the table. I love it.
Yeah. And we think it's, you know, really important in this time, what's going on in our culture and our society, to bring different perspectives, but all with the same goal. And what we tell our clients when we walk in is we have no agenda other than your success. And so we don't bring any political baggage in with us, whereas, you know, some of your employees may be jockeying for a position or may have their own agenda or whatever. We just walk in and want to have you be successful. So having a third party help you with some of these things can be beneficial. So we're super excited and really appreciate the platform that you're giving us to talk about it.
So Billy, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about the Buckeye Group, or they want to learn more about the Forward Project, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect?
Sure. So all of my projects are at www.billygoldberg.com. So you can learn about them there. And the Forward Project is the forward-project.com. And Instagram is the.forward.project, and at Billy Goldberg on Instagram for me. And I look forward to connecting with your listeners. And again, I'm grateful for the platform that you provide, Adam.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Billy. And thank you for coming back for this reunion 2020 episode. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects you're working on and what you have going on in your world. And Billy, thanks again for coming back on the show. Really appreciate it.
Look forward to doing it again. Thanks, Adam.